A quick note of caution. This next story involves discussion of suicide and firearms. It lasts about 5 minutes. Military veterans in the U.S. die by suicide at a much higher rate than the general population, and a higher percentage of them use a gun. That's the case in Massachusetts as well. Some local veterans are trying to address the issue by teaching a suicide prevention class that focuses on the connection between veterans and firearms. WBUR's Lynn Joliker sat in on a session at William James College in Newton.
Keep it pointed in a safe direction, finger off the trigger.
Kevin Lambert is an Army veteran and certified firearms safety instructor. He's showing Maeve Cardwell the workings of a handgun.
So if you push that safety lever down, which is that back one, yep, and now you pull the trigger. So if that was a live firearm, that would have fired.
Yeah. Cardwell is a clinical psychology doctoral candidate here at William James College, which specializes in degrees for mental health clinicians. Several of the dozen or so students in this one-day class are current and future therapists. Others are social service providers or veterans' family members. The three instructors, all of whom served in the military, want the students to learn how to talk with vets about firearms. Lambert says people are often uncomfortable around the topic of guns.
Because it's so politicized and there's usually an agenda with it, you know, we're very clear when we have these conversations. There are great groups that do advocacy on both sides of that if you want to join it. When you come to this training, it's not about that.
It is about understanding the vocabulary and the laws surrounding guns and veterans' relationship with firearms. Lambert, who served in an infantry unit and deployed to Iraq, says that bond starts in boot camp.
This was embedded in our brain that if we don't have our weapon, those around us can get killed. And it is our job to protect. And everything we did, we went to chow with our weapon. We called home with our weapon. We did PT with our weapon.
So when their military service ends, many veterans still want to own a gun, Lambert says. Cardwell, the graduate student who is not a veteran, says it helps to understand how a member of the military learns to think about their firearm.
Because it's not just, well, I want to have this gun to protect myself. It's been ingrained in me at such like a core level that this is almost an extension of me as a human being, right? Like that kind of lends a different understanding of the importance of having that firearm in a way that I as a civilian wouldn't understand.
The instructors hope that understanding leads to conversations with veterans about safer gun storage. For example, might they keep their guns locked up, maybe even separate from the ammunition, or use trigger locks? The goal is to create time and space between the veteran and the weapon in case they reach an emotional breaking point.
It's important to have the discussion before the crisis.
Jenny D'Olimpia is a clinical psychologist who runs military and veteran psychology programs at William James. She's also an Air Force veteran.
Because when you're in crisis, you can't think. You're only feeling. You're in the pain and thinking there's no way out of this pain.
D'Olimpia cites research that's found reducing access to lethal means reduces suicides. That's because many people are focused on one method and aren't likely to look for an alternative. If they do, it'll probably be a less lethal one. Class participants learn how to help veterans develop safety plans they can turn to if they do get to a point of despair. The instructors say a vet can plan to transfer ownership of their gun to someone else who's licensed to have one, or give that person part of the gun to render it inoperable, or even ask police to temporarily store the weapon.
I do store it right next to my bed.
Trainees in the program, including William James College employee Zita Tiamo and psychologist Stephanie Nguyen, role play as a veteran and therapist or advocate talking about storing the vet's gun.
That feels like that's something that you'd be comfortable doing, putting it in the safe.
From us talking about it right now, I realize that it's probably better for me to keep it in there. Because I know I do get anxious.
Some of the participants are veterans themselves and say the class has given them new tools to help their peers. Jeffrey Hollett is an Army veteran and the City of Haverhill's Director of Veterans Services. He says what he learned will help him go a step further than in the past when he asked fellow vets if they were thinking of harming themselves.
What could be lost is the fact that they actually have a gun, and you just never specifically ask them that. So this really brings that out. Don't be afraid to ask them, do you own a weapon? Do you have access to a weapon?
The instructors say they hope veterans will in turn open up about how they're feeling and realize their advocates, clinicians, and loved ones don't want to take away their guns, but do want to keep them safe in the case of a crisis. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.